You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
NT Honey running with Wolves, and NT Honey will be playing at the Vault, Seal the Vault gig, and we've got the crew from Seal the Vault in here, Rory and Kiara. Morena, how are you?
Hiya, very good, thank you.
That is very good. Yes, we're doing pretty well up here. We just had some techno, we're all feeling awake and ready to go now.
Have you heard that? Didn't really get through to be for the energy side of things, but
it's all right. Tessa just brought your coffee, so you'll be ready to go after that.
Yeah.
Hey, so what is happening this weekend with Seal the Vault / also who are the Vault? What is the Vault?
Kiara?
The Vault is an all ages venue that Rory and I run together, and it's we're having our final show. So we're downsizing. We've been a venue and a practice room for about 18 months now. We're downsizing to just a practice room. So this is the last show we're going to host.
So it's go out with a hurrah kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Just like piss the landlord off.
Yeah.
and then stick around.
Yeah. Make the neighbours really upset and then ask them to use their Wi-Fi. That's the goal.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that, like, time and time again in Tamaki Makaurau, we have this problem of, like, spaces being really difficult to find to have as music venues, especially for all ages gigs as well. That's a really tricky thing. You guys have been involved in the scene for a while. How have you seen it evolve in the last couple of years?
Oh my god, that's a big
question.
It seems to get like worse and then better and worse and better.
Yeah,
like,
it's just, it comes like in waves.
Yeah.
I think when Rory and I, well, one of the big incentives of starting the Vault was when we were underage. There were heaps of venues, heaps of shows, heaps of stuff happening all the time. and we kind of just saw this massive hole where, you know, kids aren't in bands, they're not playing shows, they're not attending shows because there's no facilities to host them.
Totally.
So that was kind of our big motivator, to be like, we want to create a space that's open to everyone. So
But it does prove to be a bit harder than you think. And there's probably reasons why the other one's shut down too.
Yeah.
And we're sort of learning those sorts of things. We're not going to give up.
No.
But, no, you can't get rid of us.
But you learn something each time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely one of those things. And I think, as you're saying, like the waves of the scene as well, you kind of pass the knowledge on as well to new people. And you go and talk to the old people and be like, how did it work with your space? Like, what should we be thinking about? That kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
What would you say to, like, kids who want to get into the scene and are struggling with things like, oh, we don't have anywhere to practice, like we don't know where to go and watch bands, that kind of thing? What would be something you say to kids like that?
Oh, well, practice space we can help with.
Get
in contact with us, The Vault on Facebook. But no, just
go on Bunkers. No.
Bunkers.com.
Get that one going back up.
Just play. Just jump on any show, reach out to promoters. If you see someone putting on a show, introduce yourself. Because you can always bring your parents to shows if you're underage and you want to play a show. That's what I did. And
they'll usually hang outside in the car or something.
Yeah.
But they're
they won't
there.
Embarrass you.
Yeah, they're there.
Hopefully.
I reckon that's cool as well. Like, we shouldn't I think ghettoise all ages gigs as being like a thing for the kids. It's awesome
Not
to have
at all, yeah.
all ages at those gigs as well. That's what makes them so interesting and exciting.
Yeah.
So,
and that's
because you meet the people that you we're watching a few weeks ago, like, oh my God, it's them.
Yeah.
And like, it's just Grant.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Or something.
Oh my gosh, the bassist from this band. And they're like, oh, g'day.
Yeah.
That's a very cool vibe. I feel like I still get that going to gigs. I'm like, oh, hi.
Yeah.
The geek out about someone who like also just works in a bookshop.
Yeah, totally.
Any sort of standout gigs in your memory from like, from your amazing time across the 18 months you've been at The Vault, what have been some of the sort of moments that you've been like, that one I'm taking with me to the grave?
Oh, wowee.
I
haven't had a sip of coffee yet. The memory hasn't engaged.
You go ahead.
You cover
this. There's definitely been some terrible ones that like sort of stick out
where
everything went wrong. You know, just like there's like nothing went right, and you got furious, and you wonder why you do it. So in that sort of sense, I think there's
but
a couple.
We've had good
at the start.
Ones too.
Oh, no, absolutely. But like, if you're talking about like the
bad
ones that stick out,
no.
You know, like but
we've had some awesome parties. We've had like a band from Japan that was awesome. The Whamaki. We've had bands from Australia.
Holy Serpent,
yeah, who've just done Europe. We've had so many local bands. It's been such a long time and it all kind of melts into one.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a high standard. It really is. That it's hard to sift out just one or two unless you're Rory and you only want to remember the really bad
just
ones.
Like a grumbling old
just
man.
Like,
and he's just like,
everything
sucks. Yeah. Why do you bother?
If things not working.
Yeah.
So who are people going to see this weekend when they come along? There's an awesome lineup. What's the deal? When do people come? What's the kaupapa of the evening?
All right. So it's $10 entry. You can get your pre-sales on Under the Radar or $10 on the door, but it's going to be hectic. So I would recommend getting your pre-sales on Under the Radar.
There's a very limited capacity.
Nice.
So like you will be turned away if you get there because safety.
Safety first.
Safety first.
That's the one.
Chucks the
Sivers
jacket on.
We've got doors open from 7 and our first band or our running order is NT Honey to Tombs to Nuggies to Contenders to Blame Thrower to Ounce and then Power Nap.
Those are some big awesome bands as well.
And it also finishes up pretty early. I'll be aiming to finish by like 11 o'clock.
Awesome.
So it is an early one, so don't think I'll just chill out at home first. This thing starts early, finishes early, and you can still do anything else that night. Like there's some cool gigs in town that you can still check out.
Exactly.
So, I think that's one of the things that should be a new staple is like the early gig.
I totally agree.
An early bedtime.
Also love an early bedtime. And you feel so achieved the next day when you wake up and you're like, oh, I feel so fresh.
If I can host the show tomorrow and then be in bed by 11:30, I think that'll be my dream evening. I'll be so happy. I'll be like, I'm out.
Well, I work at 7 a.m. on our Sunday, so I have to go to bed.
Exactly.
You know, so
we're actually doing this so that Rory and I can maintain our sleeping schedules. We're closing the venue.
That's the one. Hey, it is awesome to have you guys in the studio. You've also got given us kindly a double pass to give away if people want to go and see two double passes.
Double passes
to go to Seal the Vault tomorrow night. If you would like to get your hands on that, BFM listener, then text us now with your name, your email, and your B card number to 5395, and the word vault is the keyword there, and we will pick some winners for that soon. Thank you both so much for coming up, and thank you for all you do for the all ages scene and the music scene in general in Tamaki Makaurau. It's going to be a good night tomorrow, and you know, it's not goodbye for good.
I'm sure we'll get rid of us that easy.
Exactly. Hey, well, playing tomorrow night is Power Nap, so let's play Forever Man, eh?
Awesome.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Today we're going to take a look at PowerNap.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.